Shalom. Today we'll be talking about the sugya that's very famous. It's called sugya de bar pada, which is called kedusha poka bichdi. Can there be such a thing as hektish or kedusha that's chal, and then it just falls off without any pula? Usually the Torah says kedusha comes off by pidyon. When you're padet, then the kedusha comes off. Now we will see in the Gemara what happens if there's such a case or not. A machlokas ula and bar pada. The Mishnah Daf Chof Chesam Medalef on the bottom it says, "Harei netiu zreilu kolban." The second part of the Mishnah, "Harei netiu zreilu kolban ad sheikotzitzu." He says these netius, these trees, will be kedushas korban. So there's two ways to learn it: either konam or hektish. But, and if it's koinam, so we say that since it's a koinam klali for the whole world, so it has the same values, the same ideas like hektish. So it's also just like a korban. He says there'll be a korban, there'll be hektish until they're cut off. That means once they're cut off, they shouldn't be hektish. Or talizu korban achetisarv should be Kedushas Korban or Hektish until it gets burnt. Ein lam pidyon, it doesn't have pidyon. We will see what it means, ein lam pidyon. So the Gemara asks, Anamid Beis, Vela Olam, does it never have pidyon? That means it will always be in Kedushas Hektish, never have a pidyon. But we know that Hektish, Kedushas Domim, always falls off with pidyon. Amar Bal Pade, Podon Choizros Vekoitchos. Podon Choizros Vekoitchos, Achi Kotsitsu. Niktetsu, poidon pa'amachas v'daye. That means, parpada lefid ran, he learns like this. When he says, achi kotsetsu, means, until it gets cut off, it'll always be kodosh. That means, even if you could be poed and it goes out l'chulin, it'll be again kodosh, because he meant to say that he's maktish it from now and all the time that it'll be chulin until it gets cut off. Once it's cut off, so parpada says you have to be poedet, and then it stays chulin. For after the cutting off, he didn't be makdish it. Why do you need to be paid that again? He said, achi kotzitzu. So that already we have to say, but the Gemara says, kedusha leipoka bichdi. Since it had kedusha, it doesn't just fall off by itself. It has to have a pidyon kedei to take it off. And if it's talking by koinom, so by koinom we find different cases that a koinom falls off by itself. So that the Ran brings B'Shem Rabbeinu Yoino, Rav Rabbi Yoino, that he says, brings different cases that a koinom finishes by its time, that it was given a limited time, and then it just disappears. V'tireitz anemile b'koinom proti, ki osam, she'en echal elu al ishtoi. That if he just made on one person a koinom, it's called a koinom proti, u'mishumochi kolish yisurei u'poka b'chdi. It's not such a strong iser, since it's a weaker iser, so menele falls off bichdi, it just is still that time that it was given. But avol koinam kloli ki aydem asnis de netiris alolu dosolu akule alme ki echidolim de tofis pidyonim ki ekdesh. So menele, it's chamiri and loipoka bichdi, have to be poided kedei to take out from hekdesh. So that's bar pada according to the Ran. Once it's cut off, you don't have to be poided again. That means still it's cut off. He also meant, like bar pada, that every time you're poided, it goes back into hektish. But once it's cut off, it has a limited amount of time for the hektish. And once it's cut off, it doesn't go back into hektish, and it falls off the kedusha. Because kedusha can be pekeh bichdi. And Rav Moshe Mikaltavi, he brings down that the machlekes ula and bar pada is also until the cutting off. Once you're poided, does it stay chulin or does it go back into hektish? That means ula that holds that kedusha is pukia bichdi, that could just fall off the kedusha when the time comes. So mevele yods, when the Mishnah said achi kotzitzu, the reason he said it was because till then is a limited amount of hektish, and after that it would fall off. That's why he said achi kotzitzu, and not that he meant to say with those words that each time you're poided, before it gets cut off, it should become hektish again. So Menele, he holds in our Mishnah that podon is not choizlois v'kedushis. Podon brings it into chulin completely, and kotzitzon also brings it into chulin. Barpada holds, according to this pirush, that the achi kotzitzu, after you kotzitzu, you need to be poided. So why did he say achi kotzitzu? Once your poided goes out to chulin, for that he didn't have to say extra words achi kotzitzu. Only meant that kol zman you don't cut it off, so the whole time when you're poyed it, it goes back into hekdesh. So the ma'aseh lefi Rav Moshe Mikaltavi, he also holds the machlokes of iftar he cuts it with kedusha poka bichdir or not. The machlokes is what he meant by ad shikotzitzu. Did he mean that it should be chozeres v'kedushas or not chozeres v'kedushas? But basically, the gabi kedusha poka bichdir is the same machlokes. Ula holds poka bichdir, and Baal Pada says loy poka bichdir. So then Rav Amnune asks on Ula, Omale Rav Amnune, kedusha shebayin leichon holcho. How could you say poka bichdi? Where did the kedusha go? Uma ilu amale isha yom atishti ulo mochal yatishti. If someone says to isha that he's mekadosher and he says today the kedusha will be and tomorrow it won't be, minafke beleket, does she go out without a get? Only we say the kedusha is nimshach; it continues further than the time he gave it until he gives a get, because there's no way that kedusha should just disappear without a get. So memele. The same thing by Kedusha of Koinom or of Hektesh that he said Achikotsutu, it shouldn't fall off by itself, the Kedusha only with a pidyon. So that was the Kasha on Ule. Omale Rove Mikom Adamis Kedushas Domim Le Kedushas Aguf. Can you say, compare Kedushas Domim, which is a Kedusha only in order ad kamo that you could be poided that the money should be hektish, to Kedushas Aguf? That means a Isha is like Kedushas Aguf, that she herself becomes a Isha Sish. And over there you need a Peula get to take it out. So by hektish also we would say a carbon itself, a Kedushas Aguf, you only could be poided with Pidyan, could be make a chulin. But Kedushas Domim poka bichdi. Like Netiyah says, Kedushas Domim. So that can be Pekeh Bichdi by itself, like Ula says. Then the Gemara asks, Kedushas Aguf Lo Poka Bichdi. Then the Gemara asks, Omar Abai, Kedushas Aguf Lo Poka Bichdi. Abai asks that. We say that Kedushas Aguf not Pekeh by itself. Votanya, we have a Braisa, Shoyel Ze Oilo, Kol Lamed Yoim. He says this shor should be a oilo for 30 days. That means if it'll be makabe within 30 days, it'll be a korban oilo. After 30 days, shlomim, it'll be a shlomim. Kol lamed yom oilo, lachar lamed yom shlomim. So the first 30 days it's a oilo, and after 30 days it just turns into a shlomim. So if you're makabe after 30 days, it won't be a oilo, it'll be a shlomim. The Kedusha Saguf of Oilo, that it was on it a Oilo, would fall off by itself and become a Shlomi. So we see that Kedusha Saguf is Poka Bichdi. So it's a Kashon Ule. Because Ule said, because of Rav Amnun's Kasha from Aisha, so Ula was Mechalik, and he said that what I said, Kedusha Poker Bechdi is only by Kedushas Domim, and by Kedushas Aguf is Loy Poker Bechdi, and here we see Kedushas Aguf of Shor Zeroyla is Poker Bechdi. Ochabemayaskina, the Gemara says, Domar Lidmei. When he said Lidmei, that means he didn't say that the Beim itself should be a Oilo, only he said it should be Kodosh, that the money that I sell it for, that money should be Kedushas Oilo. So it's lidmei carbon. And that kedusha can be pekeh bichdi. It's not kedusha saguf mamish of oilo itself, only it's kedusha's domim the carbon. Then the Gemara asks that there's a sefer. The sefer says, lachar lamed yom oilo miachshav shlomim. He starts out saying, if there are 30 days, it should be oilo. And then he says, that now the first 30 days that I didn't be makdish it should be kodesh for a shlomi. So over there, what's the din? That it's the way he said it. Yeah, must be shlomi chodah bekedushas aguf chodah bekedushas domim. That there's a resha and a sefer. So why do we need both cases to tell us that one is by kedushas domim and one is by kedushas aguf? And we see that kedushas aguf is also pukeh bichdi. Hainu deitz trich leletana lemisni tardi. The salkedait chamina kedushas aguf loy poka bichdi, kedushas domim poka bichdi. Amtulochi tonetarti. So we say that both are pokea bichdi. Elo yamsi devidi kedushas domim lomeli lemisni tardi. Ashti ishlema mikdush chamu lo kedusha kala poka, mikdush kala kedusha chamu lo tzrich lemema. So we say, so lefi the mefarish, which we're saying now, So the Mefarish says this is a kasha on Ula. Ula v'val korchoch was mechalek that kedusha saguf is loy poka bichdi, and here we say that kedusha saguf is poka bichdi because we say that there's a reisha and a sefer, and one of them is kedushas domim and one is kedushas korban. So we say that both are poka bichdi. So it's tiyuvta de Ula. Lein may atev tiyuvta de bar pada. Maybe it's also a kasha on bar pada because bar pada says kedusha loy poka bichdi, and here we say poka bichdi. So the Gemara says, Rav Papa's Mechalek, that when he says Me'achshov, Omalach Bapa de Elchikoma, Im Loyoma Me'achshov Shlomim, Lachayim Oilave, Mididav Oimal Isha Iskachili Lachayim Dem Kodeshes Vafel Bishenisach Lomoy. So the Mefarish learns that when he says Me'achshov, it's it is chal. Why? Because he says, "Hoy v'omar me'achshov chal aleishem shlomi me'achshov u'mishmochi av shlomi lachalam diem dekedushas aguf poka behochi bichdi." That means barpada that he holds kedusha loy poka bichdi. But when he says me'achshov, he's starting off the hektash from now me'achshov lachalam. So then it is bekeh bichdi. Hoy v'omar me'achshov avlim loy v'omar me'achshov shlomi. If he doesn't say me'achshov shlomim, so lachalamidyom oylo avi, afilu achalamidyom demukodeshes lachalamidyom deosam loipoka kedushas aguf bichdi. So lefidim mefarish, it comes out like this: Ula is itoisav because it says here that kedusha saguf can be perkeh, and he says kedusha saguf is not perkeh. And Barpada's mechalik says beemes kedusha saguf and kedusha domim is not perkeh, but when he says me'achshov, then it could be mafkia. According to the Ran, the Gemara goes like this. Rava was mechalek. Rava said, "Mikom edamis kedushas domim le kedushas aguf. Kedushas domim poka bichdi. Kedushas aguf le poka bichdi." Then the Gemara asks from the Braisa, the Resha, and the Sefer that we see that both are pokeh. So it's a kasha on Rava. The Rava was mechalek, and we see that it's not a chilek. And beemes, both of them are pokeh bichdi. Because here we see that kedushas aguf is pekeh, but the chilek is between the isha and hektish. Just like the Ran says, the isha, we never find a weak kind of a kedushin. It's either a whole kedushin or nothing. But by kedushas hekdish, we find sometimes that there's a soda mikna that's pekeh bichdi. So mamela could be by kedushas aguf, it should also be pekeh bichdi. A soda mikna means that he bought it from someone and then he's maktish it, and it's still the yovel. So by yovel, it's pekeh, goes back to the owner that was maktish it lechatchila. So by hekdish, we find such a thing. So mamela kedushas aguf is pekeh. But not by Isha. Il kach pilche de Rav Amnun elese, dach breise mesayer alei leule. Dikimen de breise mucheche, da filo kedushas aguf poka bichdi, koshken kedushas domi. So we say that this breise is a siwa to ule, that he says kedushas, kedusha poka bichdi. We see in the breise kedushas aguf, so for sure kedushas domi mis poka bichdi. Shemochiom aleim etev tiyuvte de balpade dom aloi poko kedusha bichdi kloima. Dikiven dal kochoch b'raisa afilu b'kedusha sagufi tikshu le balpade. Dule motzi loik mekegon shepodo de kedusha sagufi en opinion. It can't be pidiye because kedusha saguf has no opinion. So Memele, you have to say the Barpa, there's something else. The Fi de Ran, so what does Rav Popa say Pshat in the Braise? That if he said, only Lacha Lamed Yoim, so it's Chal Lacha Lamed Yoim. And he can't have Harot in the middle because Amir Legovoya can be seen on the head yet, like the Ran talks out. And this Amir Legovoya is complete. Not like by a Kenyan that you have to make a Maisa Kenyan. And it could be Kolsom. But if he said, even if he said Me'achshov, Chayla leKedushas Shlomim, Shuvin Mokim leKedushas Oyla Lochul Klal. So that means Barpade arranges the Braisa that it should be Kedusha Loipoka Bichdi, and whatever is Chal first, the Kedusha stays. Derech Agav, the Rashbo says, the Ran brings down a Rashbo, the Rashbo says that what we said, that Podon, Choizros V'Kedoshis, Podon, Choizros V'Kedoshis is also by Dine Mominus. That if somebody says, I'm selling you a karka Acha Ela L'Yerushalayim, so once he goes up to Yerushalayim, it's his. But what happens if he buys it back from the Koine before he goes up to Yerushalayim? So each time he buys it back, it goes back to the one who bought it, because that's why he said Acha Ela L'Yerushalayim. But then the Rashba has a Shaila, maybe not. Because it could be that since the Kenyan was used up, it's like the Kenyan that he did, a Chazoka or a Kesef, whatever it was, it already was used today to make the first time the Kenyan. So the second time, it's not like a Dibur of Hektish that is Makdish it for the next time for Lacha Lamed or Lacha Sheipodu. Over here, it's a Maisa Kenyan. The Maisa Kenyan already was used. And since already that made a Kenyan, so the second time it doesn't make a Kenyan. The Rambam says in Perek Tesvov Maisei HaKorbanos Halacha Zayin Oino Dmei Porozu Le'oilo. The Rambam is Madgish that he was Makdish it L'domov, not Kedushas HaGuf Porozu Le'oilo and Shoza Le'oilo, only it's Porozu Le'oilo Dmei Porozu Le'oilo Kol Shloshim Yoyim. For 30 days it should be that if I sell it within 30 days the domim of this poro, the value should be go for Oilo. If he was makriv the domim, that means he used it and he bought a oilo within 30 days, it's a oilo. He sold it within 30 days, the domim was a oilo. Then it comes 30 days, so then the domim changes into a shlomi. So that's the Rambam. The Shaila is, how did the Rambam learn? According to which Shita did the Rambam go? So the Kesef Mishnah talks out like this. If we say Lefi the Mefarish says that Ula was Nitoisav, that means we don't have Ula's Shita, we have only Barpada's Shita. So according to Barpada, is Kedusha is Loipoka Bichdi. He should have said that if Lefi the Meforesh, and he says that Ula was Itoisab, so we have Shitas Barpada. And how did Barpada learn the Braisa of Shloshim Yoyim Oila and then Shlomim? He learned it by Meachshov, that if he said Meachshov, so then the second Kedusha is Chal and it's Pokea the first. Then we don't say Kedusha Loi Poka Bechdi, because he started it off in the beginning when he said Me'achshav. So why did the Rambam have to say Oymo Dmei Porozu Loilo Kol Shloshim Yoyim? He should have said that it's talking Me'achshav. It could have even be the Korban itself. It doesn't have to be Davka L'Dmei. Lefize Lo Yavele L'Rabbeinu Loi Kumo B'Doma L'Dmei Elo B'Doma Me'achshav. Me'achshav is what's Mafkia the Kedusha. And if you say it's according to the Ran says that the Braisa is a Siyura Teula, the Kimin the Braisa Mucheche, the Filu Kedushas Aguf Poker Bechdi Kovshken Kedushas Domi, the Gamzeino Misiashiv Ledas Rabbeinu, the Lefi Pirush Ze, Filu Kedushas Aguf Poker Bechdi. If we say Lefi the Ran, the Braisa is a Siyura Teula, and that's why the Gemara says, Lemet Evit Yuvte the Barpada, and Barpada just arranges the Braisa, but the Braisa is a Siyura Teula. The Rambam didn't have to say that it's talking Lidmei, because if we say Lefi'ula and we say that Rova was Itoisav, so we say even Kedusha Saguf is Poka Bichdi, so if so, the Rambam could have said that it's talking that he said that the Behemah itself should become the Korban and Kedusha is Poka Bichdi. So that's why the Kesef Mishnah arranges, he says that the Gemara, the Rambam learned in the Gemara that Kivan de Rove lo yada midi la baye, v'gam de Rove al Talmud et yuvte de Rove. The Gemara itself doesn't say yuvte de Rove, so the Rambam learned that the teretz of Rove is Kayam, that there's a difference between Kedushas Domim and Kedushas Aguf. And the Braisa that there's a ratio in a safe, so he also says pshat, that it's all one thing. He says zuve in tzorch lo mazu. And so he says that the Eshech Rechlo is a demai debo abaye lemeim adaf kedusha saguf poga bichdi kulo emoiroi pligiale other emoiroi marcholek ule v'rav amnune ubalpade v'rove, and Abaye just said it because Abaye leomro misvor only because he had a kasha from the Braisa. But our koponim, if you say the brayse of pshat different, so we say a chilek of rova of kedushas aguf and kedushas domin. The kedushas aguf is loy poka bichdi. So memela the Rambam had to say pshat in the brayse, and that's talking only by kedushas domin that he said it lidmei. Then the Lechem Mishnah says, that what the Kesef Mishnah said that the Rambam can't say according to Barpade, because according to Barpade, he says the Rambam, the Kesef Mishnah said that the Rambam couldn't learn like the Meforesh, that Itoisav Ula, and he's learning like Barpade, because the Rambam should have said the Chiluk of Me'achshav. The Kesef Mishnah said, Belavochi, the Rambam himself paskins like Ula, because the Rambam in Ilchas Me'ile, Perek Dalet, Alochi Yud Aleph, says, Hoiman Etius Oilu Kobon, if he said Arei Anitilu Soelu Korban Ad Sheikotzitzu, like it says in the Mishneh, Einu Yochel Ifdoison. What does the Rambam mean, Einu Yochel Ifdoison? Does he mean that since if you're poided, it'll become again Ektish, so it's not called a Pidyon? Or it means Einu Yochel Ifdoison, that the Pidyon is not going to help, there will not be a Toelis in it. V'kiven Sheniktzitzu, Einu Tzrichin Pidyon. Helonemin Buen Miyad. So the Rambam learned Pshat in the Mishneh Pashtus, the way the Rambam says, Ein lo impidion means there's no way that a pidion should be, because before sheikotzitzu the pidion won't help, and after sheikotzitzu you don't need a pidion. So that's how the Rambam learned pshat in the words ein lo impidion. The other mefarshim we said learn ein lo impidion, that means there isn't a pidion that'll permanently put it into chulin, but the Rambam learns ein lo impidion that there won't be a pidion either because it doesn't help or because you don't need it. וכיוון שנקצצו אינו צריך אינפידיון אלא נהנין בו אין מיד. במה דבורים אמורים שבדוין המקדיש, אבל אם בדוין אחר אלו יוצאים לחולי נפל בשעדיין ונקצצו ויהיו מותורי נפל למקדיש. That's another din that it says in our Gemara and the Sugya, that if somebody else was poided, this is all talking if the person himself was poided, so he's makdish it for afterwards. But if somebody else was poided, so then it's like nifsak, the whole thing, and it doesn't become again kodesh because it belongs to the other person. The same thing by mechira, that if somebody else bought it, in the case of the Rashbo, so then we said Achal El Yerushalayim, so then also if it goes into other hands, so then it's nifsak, it doesn't go continue with the words that the Makdish, the Moicha, said. Koponim, the Rambam says, Enon Tzrichin Pidin Eloneni Ben Miad. See, Ibn Mefurash, he says, like Ula, that Kedusha Poka Bichdi. So, Be'emes, if we say that Kedusha Poka Bichdi, so it's Lavdavka if you say Shlomim and Oilo. Likura, it should be, if you just say Shloshim Yoim Oilo, so after Shloshim Yoim, it should be Pekeh. It doesn't say that in the Rambam. Or Koponim, in the Rosh, in the Pirusha Rosh, he says, "Kol shloshim yom oilo im bol akriv otach shloshim yom yakriveu oilo. Im lo akriv otach shloshim yom acha shloshim yom yakriveu shlomi. The poka mimenu kedushas oilo v'chal olof kedushas shlomi. V'hu adin nami imom alach alamed yom chulin shenase chulin. Likivan sheish afkoy lekedushas aguf ein chiluk." So the Rosh before says that it doesn't matter how the kedusha is pekeah. If it's Pekeh, it becomes Chulin, it's also called that it's Pekeh the Kedusha. There are some Mefarshim that learn that Kedusha, if it goes into a different Kedusha, it's not called Pekeh Bechdi. But if it goes into Chulin, it's called Pekeh Bechdi. Here it says in the Rosh, the Paschas HaGemara, that if it's Pekeh Bechdi, it could also become Chulin. That means the Hekdesh just falls off. The Sogas arrived. Says like this: Omar Avram, v'im mochro toch shloshim yoim kvar chalo kedusha soilo al domer. If he sold it within 30 days, so that money became already kedusha soilo. Kshiaki boisam lachas shloshim yoim b'may poka minay kedusha soilo shekvar chalo aleihem. He asks on the Rambam. The Rambam says that the money that became kedusha soilo, it turns into a shlomim. So he asks, how does it become? If the money already was kedusha soilo, how does it become a shlomim? That means you're mechalel this poro to tzorech oilo on money or a different behema, and then the behema itself you're makriv a shlomim. That means the money, whatever came from that, will stay oilo because you are paid within shloshim yom. It stays oilo. It's within shloshim yom. We don't say on the money that it changes after shloshim yom, and the behema itself will be a shlomim. Pashtisi means that after shloshim yoim, the chura, the rivet means that after shloshim yoim, the beim itself will be called the shlomim because of the kedusha he gave before. The nearly shapidion koldu. The pidion is koldu, like Rabbi Avoh always says that a pidion is bimashu. So why is a pidion koldu? So the case of Mishnah says that what your poida b'chol shu is just because it'll be a big hefzer b'choshesh if you're b'poida the way it has to be l'chatchila. They're put on the whole worth of the behema. So here, he's going to l'fi the rivet b'poida on the worth of the behema bring a oilo, and then the behema itself will become a shlomi. Because pashtas, that's what the rivet means, that lach ha-shloshim yom shlomim, the money is permanently oilo because he sold it within the shloshim yom. And the behemah is a shlomim because said lachal shloshim yom shlomim. So it will be a big hefzer mechoshesh that he won't do it kedit. So memela we were making, we said that he could do the pidyon on a shofar pruta, which really is toifes midoy raise. Then the rabbit says, "V'im yiten aleinu toin v'yoma kedushas domim poka bichdi." So why do you say that the money doesn't turn into a shlomim, or the behemah doesn't become the money? Why doesn't turn into shlomim? V'noima, noshi v'noima, balpa decholik al ze v'svirele deloy poko v'sofik yisura lechumre. Balpa decholik on that, and he says that the kedusha is loy poko bichdi and a sofik yisura lechumre. Balpa de metalitz lebrais and porozukov shloshim yom alachas shloshim yom shlomim. v'leom ha'me'achshov klum dvorov kayomim aval gav da'odo be'besech shloshim yoyim. The Brice is coming to say that you don't. It doesn't help charoto within 30 days, even if he didn't say me'achshov, and that's why he says shloshim yoyim oila. And then shlomim today to say that charoto doesn't help. Rav Popa dubaser metaz the Brice alibe de balpad de'ochi. That it means lachar shloshim yoyim. If you're makdish it to amir legovoya kemesir lehedid. So it comes out that the Ravid has a sofik that it could be the halacha would be like Parpada that kedusha loy poka bichdi. The Rambam paskins like Ule that kedusha poka bichdi, and the Ravid has a sofik maybe the halacha is like Parpada. Then he says v'olaid the kaimel onikdish zochol edom of vuatzmo ikrav oilo. There's a din that if you're makdish a zohar, a behemah that's roy for a korban, you're makdish it, that the domim of this behemah should be oil, a certain korban, so we say that the behemah itself becomes the korban. And that's midoraisa. Alme, ki oma ledmei, nami kodesh kedusha saguf. So the Ravid says, you can't say that the money itself should be a korban and the behemah not. The behemah itself should be kodesh kedusha saguf. So the case of Mishnah says, if so, the Rambam itself says like this, that the Rava says Kedusha Saguf Loipoka Bichdi, and the Ravid also said Lefi Bar Pada that Kedusha Saguf Loipoka Bichdi. Then the Ravid says that Iktish Zocho Ledomo V'atzmo Yikrav Oilo. So that means it was a Kedusha Saguf which is loy poka bichdi. So how does the Ravid say a sofik that it's a sofik isura, and because it's a sofik isura, so maybe it's kodesh, but we say that lefi rava kedushas, maybe it felt, maybe it did come off, and maybe not. Let's see the case of Mishnah inside. Means the Kesef Mishnah yes on the Ravid. If he says that Iktish Zohar Ledomo becomes a behemah kedusha saguf, Koshelim Kein Mayai the Shoni Rove Elcha b'Maeskin on Domo Ledme. Rove says that the Gemara is talking by Lachas Shlashimim Shlomim. There is Maktish Ledme Korban Chioma Ledme Mayavi. Kimen the Kaim Lo Iktish Zohar Ledomo V'atzmo Yikravoi Lo Nimtza Shu Kodesh Kedusha Saguf V'Leipolka Kedusha Sibichdi. What's Rove help to say that it was Kodesh Lidmei, but once it's Kodesh Lidmei, it's Kodesh Kedusha Saguf, and Memele is Leipoka Bichdi, so it doesn't help the Teretz to say that it was Lidmei. So then he says, that even though he himself is Korei Vo'ilo, but Mikol Mokon, Kivin Dichi Akdeshe Ledomo Vakdeshe, Leichomir Ke Kedusha Saguf Mamish, Vichimoti Zman Shloshim Yoyim, Doma Poka Kedushosi Mir Lav Bichdi. So he says that there is still, it's a weaker Kedusha. By Kedusha Saguf, they are makdish the Korban itself, so it's for sure a Korban. But when you say that it's Iktish Zohar Ledomov, and because of that, it becomes a Kedusha's Korban, so then it's a less Kedusha. That kind of Kedusha can be Pekeh Bichdi, and it's not called Bichdi, only it's called, it's called because Ilchatchila was makdish at Ledomov. And then he goes on to say on the Rambam, "Ledivrei Rabbeinu Koshe Me'idik Tishlocho Ledomo V'atzmo Yikravoi." He asks on the Rambam. The Rambam said the whole din of the Braise that's talking Iktish Ledomo. Why? Because Kedushas Donim is Poka Bichdi. Mashma Kedushas Aguf. Not, but Iktish Locho Ledomo, it becomes Kedushas Aguf. So again, what does the Rambam help? Once it's Ledomo, it's also Kedushas Aguf V'atzmo Yikravoi. So how does it help the Pidyon? So that also he says three terutzim. One terutz is nirloima the sovra benu kamishikasav tilel. Dafa gav the kaimel anuatzmo ikravoilo. מקומו כנקימן דחי אקדשי לדומו ואקדשי לא יחומו כקדוש עשה גוף ממש תחימותי זמן שלו שמיים דומו פה כקדוש עשה since this קדוש is stored it out with לדומו so then we say this פקה בכדי ואיד יש לו אמר דשי ניוחה די כתלתי לגריוסה חוד דומו דמי תלתי דומו
That
means he says another teretz. One is because he said mei, he didn't say the korban itself. One is that he says le oilo belamet. So memele, he didn't really be makdish it straight. So the male it stays a kedushas domim and not a kedushas aguf. In Kedushas Taoros of Rabbi Elchanan, he asks, how is Bar Padda learn pshat in the Gemara and Chulin? The Gemara and Chulin says, a tanagolus shemoldo hikdish tanagolus lebedek abayis. So it's a kedushas domim. If you're makdish a tanagolus, there's nothing to do in the Beis Hamikdash with a tanagolus, just to sell it for the money lekedushas bedek abayis. So if it's makdish kedushas bedek abayis a tanagolus, and more than I mean, she ran away from the bailim and she's on her own. Poka kedushasi, and even the one who's chaylek, and Shmuel says kol eched yisa begazad rachmon eisetz because it's not shaykh mordo. Wherever she is, she belongs to hekdish. But if it would be shaykh mordo, so everybody holds that it would be poka kedushasa. And Tosfos says shamino meyoche. דאבוזים ותרנגולים שלחו לין שמודו בבעליהם והולכו להן אבו אפקר והמחזיק בו אין זוכר לא חיינו תאים הקים את המודו אבו אפקר וחיובים בשבילה it's like a mice אפקר that Tarnagolus runs out in the street and doesn't want to come back is not tame so it becomes אפקר so the hektish falls off and בעלים falls off so רבי חנן אס how would Bar Padda learn פשט we say קדושה לא יפוקה בכדי once it has hektish it has to have pidyon but it can't be just prepared by itself. So he says, we see from here that Ektesh Bedek Abayis is totally in the momentous. That means it's a bailus of Ektesh, like there's a bailus of a person, there's also bailus of Ektesh. Because Ektesh is a bailim on this thing, so because of that it has Kedusha of Meila, Kedusha of Bedek Abayis. So it comes from the bailus of momentous. If the bailus of momentous is peker like by a hedyeth, so Memele, the Hekdesh also falls off. But that's only by Bedek Abayis. But our Gemara in the Dorim is not talking by Kedushas Bedek Abayis, only it's talking by Hekdesh, by Korban, or by Koinam, which would be like more like Kedushas Domim or Kedushas Aguf. Or Kedushas Aguf Le Domim, but not a Kedushas Domim. That means our Gemara in the Dorim is talking Doimet Kedushas Aguf, that the Bailus is Chal. That means the Hektish is Chal, the Kedusha is Chal, Mekach the Kedusha, there's Momenus of Hektish and there's Me'ila. So it comes out, Lefi this, the Achronim say it, that there's two kinds of Me'ila. There's a Me'ila that's because of the Bailus of the Momenus, and then there's a Me'ila because of the Kedusha. With that, there's a big Kasha, that how could it be? Because the Gemara says that it's Mitzar. If there's a Mishnah in Me'ila, that the Me'ila on something that was Kodesh be Kedushas Aguf, and something Kodesh Kedushas Domim is Mitztarif, but if it's two different kinds, it's not Mitztarif, but that's another sugya. And Rabbi Chon has a lot of riches on it, I just said the beginning of what he talks about. Then there's Avnei Miluim. Avnei Miluim asks, the Gemara says in Kedushin, Chetzich bepruta mekudeshes li, eino mekudeshes. Shein isha ruya l'shnei anoshim. If he says a half of a isha is mekudeshes for me, she's not mekudesh, the kedushin doesn't help, because the isha is not roy for two people. It can't be that a half should belong to him, and a half could be mekudesh to somebody else, so maybe the kedushin is not toifis. So the Gemara asks in kedushin, davzayin, v'lifshe tu kedushi b'chulo, just like we see there's a din poshta by hektish, that if you're makdish a chatzi behemah, the whole behemah becomes kodesh. So let's say by Yish also that's like Hekdesh, Areat Mekudeshes, so also the Kedushin should be pushed from a half to the other half. So Gemara says Das Acheres is different because her Das Acheres that she only was masking on a half is not, it prevents it from being pushed on the other half because she also has a Deah. So Davne Miloim asks, our Gemara it says, Ayoimat Ishti, Rav Amnuna brought. So the Gemara says that Milay Nafka Bele Get, she needs a get. So why do we say that what he said, Ayoy Mat Ishti, she was Maskim, and then we say that tomorrow she's also Mekudesh, she's also Ishish, because today she was Ishish. But there's Das Acheres Mak, there's Das Acheres, that's Meneh, just like the Das Acheres was Meneh by the Chetzyech, so the same thing, the Das Acheres Meneh for tomorrow. So why does the Gemara say that she's for sure the condition continues? It should stop. So the Avnei Milayim says, because the Gemara in Gittin says, Daf Pegimel on the base, the Gemara says, Bo minei rove merav nachmen. Hayoim iat ishti. If somebody says to Isha, he gives her a get, and he says, Hayoim iat ishti. Today you're not an Isha, because the get will make you a pnuya. The lemochar at ishti. But tomorrow you should again be my wife. That means he's giving her a get for one day. So Gemara says, a shayla, does it help or not? So then the Gemara says, Bosa de baye odor posto mistabre, ben rablezer ben rabona, kiven de posko posko. Posko means posko lecholodom loilom, v'shuvei no ishte at sheachzor v'kadsheno, ilkachin tenai zeklu. There's a deal that posko posko, once he was posko, that she's not his isha, so merely it falls off the whole kiddushin. The gerushin helps. And the chidushi oran brings b'shem de ra'o, that also by karka. If somebody's maknet to someone else, gufu peiros for one day, so we say, since it went completely into the reshus of somebody else, so it's posko. So we don't say that the next day it comes back to the owner. Only it stays, just like the Gemara says by get, it's the same thing by karka, it's posko, posko. And the Avnei Miluim asks that just like we see by Kedushas Domin, by Hektesh is Poka Bechdi, just like by a Hedid, that it's Poka Bechdi, in Kain, by Hektesh Guf. By the, there's a machlokes about Kedushas Aguf in our Gemara, if Kedushas Aguf is Poka Bechdi or it's not Poka Bechdi. That Abaye is Mashma that he says Poka Bechdi, even Kedushas Aguf, and Rava says that it's not Poka Bechdi, and Shaila is how Ula learns. So he asks, but once it was Kodesh for Hekdesh, means he said Hekdesh for 30 days, so we should say Posko. Once it became Hekdesh, it should stay Hekdesh. How should it be Poka Bechdi and go return to the Bailim? So the Avnei Miluim says that by a karka that belongs to a person, and he's making it to Reuven, to somebody else, so when it's Posko, let's say he's making it for one day, after the day, so it's finished, it's not the Bailim of the Lekech. So it's like Hefker. So Lekech is again Zeichet Doimet HaKinyan Chotzer. So because he's Zeichet again, so it continues his Bailim. But by Hektish, if we say Pos, if we say that he's Maktish for a certain amount of time, so that amount of time is finished the Hektish, so it doesn't go back to the Bailim, it stays by itself. So Memela we say that it could be the Hektish is Mamshich. So why is Bam is the Hektish shouldn't be Mamshich if we say just because of Posko, so it should stop the Hektish and it shouldn't be Mamshich. Only because we say Kedusha Lepaka Bichdi, so that's Mamshich the Hektish. Then he says by Isha, Kedusha Isha, when he's Mekadesh her for one day, so the Ran says here in Daf Lamed that she's Mafker died of her atzona for the Baal, and the Baal makes the whole Kedusha. So the Avnei Miluim says, if so, so she lost her Baalus, she lost her Koach to be able to say where's the Kedusha and where not. So that day, she's an Ashes Ish. And then the next day, let's say the Kedusha would stop, but she doesn't become herself yet. So Memela, the Kedushin could be Mamshich, because there's no weird that it should go. And that, Reb Shmuel Rozovsky points out already, that it's very tamua to say that a Isha has no bailus or no rotzen on herself for it. Like by Chetzyeich, Avnei Miluim says that Beshas Maisa should prevent it. But for the next day, she already was mafkir herself, and she doesn't have her own bailus. To say that is a tamua thing, to say that Aisha has no bailus on herself to say what the Ran says, she's mafkir daita v'ratzon, is only l'tzorech the kiddushin, but not that she has no bailus at all. That's in the sugya of Barpada, so we have two shittas. Barpada says kiddusha poka lo poka bichni ula says kedusha poka bichni. The shaila is if kedusha saguf is poka bichni lefi ula or not. The Rambam says paskins like ula that kedusha is poka bichni, but smashma kedusha saguf not. The Ravid has a sofik that maybe the halacha is like barpada that kedusha loy poka bichni. In Parshas Beshalach, talking about Agoda, it says, we say every day in the davening, V'nosnu yedidim zmirois shirois v'sishbochis, when they went through the Yam. It says, V'yedidim hevalto. Regarding yedidim, the Gemara says in Menachos, in Dafnun Gimel, it says, Yovo yedid, v'ivne yedid li yedid, v'ichapro bo yedidim. The Gemara says that Yovo Yedid is David, that is called a Yedid. Shloime HaMelech is called Yedid, Hashem Koro Shema Yedidia, and even Yedid is the Beis HaMikdash Ma Yedidus Mishkenoisecho, and then Yedid, Avraham Avinu is called the Yedid, because it says, Mali Yedidi Beveisi, and Yichizkapro Bo Yedidim, that it's called Es Yedidus Nafshi Nosati Bechafe Yiver. So we see that Yedidus is not always said in the Psukim by Zman when the Yidin have it good. It's also Bizman Puronus, like it says on Avraham Avinu, the Torah called, the Novi called him Yedid, when it says Mali Yedidi Bevesi Dafka by the Zman of the Churban. And that could be because the Zman of the Churban was a Kapora for Klal Yisrael, so it's also a Yedidus to give a Kapora. Also, that Klal Yisrael is called Yedidim, it says, as Yedidus Nafshi B'chafe Yiver Nosati, is talking about the Churban, and Hashem Dafka then calls her a Yedid. So it could be, because Yedid, I once heard that Yedid is made up of two words, Yad and Yad. We have Yad Yamin and Yad Smol. The Gemara says in Sotah, Lelam Teit Smol Doichav Yamin Mekareves. And Yedid has both Yodayim. L'moshel, when Hashem is making a Puronus, which is good for Klal Yisrael, it's called Yedid. There's both Yodayim, Yad Smol and Yad Yamin. The Doicha and the Mekareves are together. In the Shira Sayam, we have it, it says, Yimincha Hashem, Nedori Bakoyach, Yimincha Hashem, Tiratzoev. Rashi has two pshat, and either that at the same time Hashem is making Puronus with a Yad, with a Yamin, for the Goyim, so Hashem is making Schar for us, or it's the same Yad, that it's Nepach to be both for both. So we see that by the Zman of the Kriyas Yamsuf, we have both Bechinas of Yodayim, the Small and the Yamin, the Doicha and the Mekareves. And that's why it says, Yamin Hashem Nedoi Bakoyach. Koyach is the Gematria 28, which is Yad, Yedid is 28. So that's Merame, is that it had both Bechinas in it. Also, that's why we would say, Yedidim, Benosnu Yedidim Zmiros Shiros V'Sishboches. Rashi says Ozi V'Zimros. Zimros, Zmiros is Miloshim the Poronos on the Rishoyim, the Inyan of Karisa and cutting down the Rishoyim. And Shiros V'Tishboches is Vayili Lishua. So we had both. We had Nosnu Yedidim, that they were Yedidim. They had both Pchines by them. They had the Poronos, the Rishoyim, and the Schar of the Tzadikim. Nosnu Yedidim, they gave Zmiros Shiros V'Sishboches. Thank you.